Welcome into the WMUC Insider Podcast for the Maryland Golf Team. I am your host, Noah Gross, the resident WMUC Golf Insider for the fall and now the spring season. And Maryland just finished their first tournament of the spring season, and it was a bit underwhelming, to be frank about it. It was the Puerto Rico Classic. Maryland actually finished 15th out of 15 teams, and that's a bit of a stark contrast from the fall season, where Maryland was pretty consistent, and they were one of the top teams in all the tournaments. If you remember, in the first tournament at the Invitational at Ocean Course, they were 3rd out of 16. Then after that, they were 6th, 4th, 3rd, and in the last tournament, they struggled a little bit, and they were 19th out of 22 teams. But to be last place, I'm sure, is something that Coach Rodenhaver, who was actually I interview later on this podcast, and he discusses why the team struggled and what to look forward to the rest of the season. Is something he was not expecting, and I'm sure none of the players were expecting, as they were pretty confident going into the spring season after a pretty solid fall season overall. If there was a bright spot, it had to be sophomore Timothy Calanta. He had a pretty solid time down in Puerto Rico, shooting a 71, 76, and 73. Actually went under par for the first round, which that was the best round for Maryland as a whole. They shot 292 on the first day, 308 on the second round, and 300 on the third round. And after the first day, I bet Coach Rodenhaver was pretty satisfied, and Maryland was in the middle of the pack, I think a little bit in the upper half, actually, closer to the top of the whole 15 teams in the tournament. But they kind of, the wheels fell off the cart, as they say, a little bit after that, and Maryland did end up finishing last in the tournament, but absolutely I would not expect that to continue going forward. I know there was a few bright spots. Freshman Peter Nade had a few decent rounds, too. Coach is a little concerned about David Coker, but he obviously expects him to bounce back because he's one of the stars of the team. As I mentioned, Coach is on the end of this podcast, so hopefully you'll stick around for that, talking all things Terps golf and what to expect for the rest of the season. Maryland the rest of the way, as far as the spring goes, is a tournament about every 2 weeks or so. They're going to continue their trend of playing along the East Coast, this time going down the East Coast in Alabama, Georgia, and North Carolina. And after those four more tournaments is the Big Ten Championship, NCAA Regionals, and NCAA Championship. So hopefully we'll see Maryland play a lot of golf this spring, deep into the spring, and hopefully even into the summer as the championships extend all the way to May 31st. And after every tournament, I'll be here recapping the tournament and previewing the next ones. Like I said, Maryland finished 15th out of 15 teams in the first tournament down in Puerto Rico. Coach said it was a fun time, though, as there were some warmer temperatures down there relative to College Park, but he would absolutely like to see his team perform a little better. And I, as well as Coach and all his players, are going to expect that going forward. Thank you guys for listening. After this is the interview with Coach Jason Rodenhaver, and then I will be back with you after the next tournament for the Maryland golf team, which is the Tiger Invitational in Alabama. Thank you for listening. Here with head coach of the Maryland men's golf team, Coach Jason Rodenhaver. Coach, you guys just finished up your tournament in Puerto Rico, and before we get to the specifics of the actual tournament, how was the experience heading down to Puerto Rico? It must have been nice seeing some warmer weather.
Absolutely. This is our second year going down. Obviously, getting out of the Northeast, it's nice to get down to warmer weather. And we've been there 2 years in a row now, and it's been in the 80s and sunny, right on the beach. So we can't beat it for an experience for our guys, but it is good golf weather for sure.
Definitely sounded like it. So you said after the tournament that your guys started off strong, but it went a little downhill after that. What led to the struggle that your team had?
You know, no, I don't really have a specific reason. You know, we've obviously had... we had a good 3 weeks of preparation to get ready with the weather around here being a little more mild than usual. I thought after the first round we were in seventh and the four over par, right where I thought we should be. I was a little concerned with how David Coker has been playing. He's been struggling with this game, which is golf. But I was really encouraged with the with Bennett Book. Bennett played for us once in the fall, and he had a good first round. And honestly, he's had a great winter. He's worked really hard in his game, and he's come to the season focused. And I thought we were going to keep it rolling, but for some reason, we all picked the day and had a bad day. I don't know if it was rough. I don't know if it was course management, but we just we made a lot of uncharacteristic mental errors a lot of big numbers that we couldn't overcome, and really shot ourselves in the foot in the second round.
Coach, you mentioned those uncharacteristic mental mistakes, as you put it. As we know in sports, it's very important to have a short-term memory. Is this kind of a rough start to the spring season, something you see your guys getting over quickly?
I hope so. I mean, it's we got five more events, five more opportunities to get better. Obviously, we'll do Big Ten at the end of the regular season. Looking forward to that one. I'd rather not have this, you know, the past is the past. We always like to look at the front mirror, not the back. We're looking for a potential lineup change here. We'll be for Auburn on Friday. The guys are qualifying as we speak, so hopefully we'll get the right five and go down and have a good event in Auburn. It's a great field again, and we're looking forward to get back in. I mean, the guys are a little down, a little upset, and I'm sure they're all competitive and they want to redeem themselves. So looking forward to getting the road again here on Friday.
All right, that is Coach Jason Rodenhaver. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.